As we head into winter's final act, it can be hard to get outside, but there's a fun activity happening in the city that might pull you out the door. Geocaching, the GPS-based treasure hunt, is still going strong in the city with a special winter-themed game happening. And the hobby is easier to get into than ever thanks to your handy-dandy smartphone. Denise Claire is with the Saskatoon and Area Geocaching Association, and she joins me now in studio. Good morning.
Morning, Julianne.
Give us an explainer first. What is geocaching and all things geocaching?
Well, you really did hit it right on the head. It is basically treasure hunting with your phone. So basically what you get is a set of GPS coordinates. You can use either your phone or your GPS device if you have one. And you go and you find a container that could be hiding right underneath your nose, or you could have to go for a long hike in the woods somewhere.
What are in these containers?
Well, there are little tiny containers that might only just contain a logbook, but there might be really big ones like a 50-liter rough tote that could contain books or pins and patches and small toys and all sorts of things.
Yeah. How many?
In the Saskatoon area, yeah, there's about 1,600, but in Saskatchewan, there's about 11,000. And if you can believe it, there's over 3 million in the entire world.
So in our province, who puts these little treasures all around?
Basically anybody with a geocaching account. I've got a few out myself. There's actually a geocacher in the area that has over 700 hides. So He's the most prolific hider that I know of. So,
where do you get the time to hide so much?
I have no idea. I would have to ask him.
Do you get excited the thought of somebody finding your spots?
Yeah, I do. I get a little rush every time I get an email notification that somebody found it, and because it always comes with a little story of why they found it, how they found it, how much they enjoyed it, was there something wrong with it. So I really like it when someone goes and finds mine.
What's your favorite thing about this whole process?
Oh, well, the whole reason I started was I needed a reason to get out of the house and have a hobby that took me outside again and maybe meet some new people. And that's exactly what I found in geocaching. There's about 80 active cachers in Saskatoon and area. So you get to meet a whole different group of people with every new event. They come from all different walks of life. Like, we have lots of retired people. There are some younger university student type age groups and everywhere in the middle. So
a total mix.
Yeah.
You know, how can somebody, if they want to get started doing this, how do they get into it?
Well, it's actually much easier than I realized. You just go on to geocaching.com. You sign up for a free account, and you're already started. So you get shown a big map of where all the available ones are. There's also a premium membership available for, I believe it's $30 US from that website, and it opens up more geocaches. It opens up much more flexibility and options in searching. It's actually extremely easy. So you just have to have a desire to go outside and see new places. So
it seems similar to Pokemon Go.
It's similar enough that I get that a lot, but it's
what makes it unique?
Well, it's a physical thing that you're going to find, and it's not just a virtual thing on your phone. It's actually something you can touch and hold and yeah.
What's the best thing you've found?
Oh, man. I get asked that by all my friends who I'm trying to convince to do this. So my favorite geocaches in general are the ones that come with a really fun experience or a really fun outing with my friends. So I've been able to go snorkeling in Chittick Lake looking for one that's under the water.
Snorkeling?
Yeah. I've actually been very lucky since I started. I've gone to 7 different countries for geocaching. So I've gone to Dubai. So I've gotten to see the Burj Khalifa and find a geocache there. I've seen the pyramids in Egypt and found ones there. You can learn about fossils over at the Bessborough while finding a geocache.
So this hasn't only got you around the province. It's got you around the world.
Yeah, actually Germany is extremely popular. Wow. Geocaching is extremely popular there. So I actually missed out by not realizing how big it was until I was home from Germany. So
how does the winter geocaching game work?
Well, we've set it up kind of like a scavenger hunt kind of idea. So there's 40 tasks to choose from. You have to do 20 of them to complete the games. And they could be anything from go and find a geocache with someone who you've never found one with. Mm. Or it could be go with a big group of people or find this specific type of cache or spell these words with the first letter of the geocache name. It's all sorts of different things. So,
and I just have to ask, though. I mean, I've been reading out the forecast all morning, minus 26 with a wind chill of minus 38. Yeah. So really, how do you convince people to get out there to do something like this right now and get involved?
Well, actually, what I hear from, because like I'm running the game, but I'm also playing it as well. So what I hear from my fellow participants is, oh, these give me a great excuse to go outside because I really want to finish it. But with the games, I actually added in a temperature challenge. So they get bonus points the colder it is when they go.
Ah.
So we actually had some of the hardy people going out at minus 37 on the 30th of December.
Oh,
it was like I kept getting these emails in and they're like, this was evil. I can't believe you made me do it. But here's a photo to prove that I did it. So,
okay, Denise, thanks for coming into studio today.
Oh, no problem.
And make sure you layer up and keep warm as you go out there on your search.
Gloves. That's the big thing.
Denise Clare is the Saskatoon and Area Geocaching Association's Vice President. It is 2 minutes now to 8 o'clock. You're listening to Saskatoon Morning on 94.1 FM.